our main goal is to get the people in our coverage area to where they need to be. We get those people who are stuck at home and don't have a ride to their medical appointments. They don't have to cancel them. I mean, we have gotten, one lady came up to me in Manchester Farmers Market and told me Wave saved her mom's life. And what happened was her mom needed dialysis, and her siblings, none of them lived nearby. Nobody could take her. They could not find anybody to take her to all of her treatments, so Wave did. We took her, and she actually, they thought she wouldn't make it long, and she actually lived years. She was only supposed to be around for months, so Wave helped her. So we can do stuff like that. We can get the people stuck at home. A lot of people, they have set appointments to go to the wellness centers or to the senior center, and that gives them the social interaction they need and helps with their mental well-being. So that's what's important to us. So we are a 501c3, not a government agency like some public transportation. So we get grants. We get funding. Unfortunately, our federal and state funding gets cut. This year, we lost 20% more in state funding. So we have to fundraise. Local businesses, Chelsea Hospital, Chelsea Retirement Community, Chelsea State Bank, which is just coming out in Jackson soon. They pay, put money towards it. Willis Foundation, so local foundations put towards it. Even Chelsea or Grass Lake Wellness Coalition, just the small five healthy town coalitions, they put money towards it. People support it. We find the funding because what matters to us is people get where they need to be.